Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
A little corgi, actually. That's what we're going to do right now. On the ticket, huh? Hello?
Snake! All right, he's here. You made it.
What's up, boys?
How's it going?
Man, it is going well. How's your Wednesday?
It's awesome. So kick-ass.
Okay, so I actually came up with this question myself because it popped into my head last night after I watched the FX spectacular show Shogun. It's the new series dealing with 1600s Japan.
Okay.
Warring Japan. So I thought about this. After watching that series last night, if you were dumped out into a fictional TV land, all right, and your choices are Game of Thrones, The Wire, Shogun, which again, 1600s warring Japan, so everybody's got a sword.
Like samurais and all that, ninjas?
Yeah. Okay. Totally, okay. Yes. Or The Sopranos, what would you choose? And the bit is you have to be involved in the lives of all the main characters if you're dumped out into whatever particular show. So Game of Thrones, The Wire, Shogun, or The Sopranos, what would give you the best chance of survival and what would you rather experience? Mm.
I feel like The Wire.
Yeah, I'll take Martin if you're going to.
I feel like The Wire, you'd
scenario.
Have the best chance of survival because you could roll in with the BPD, you know, and be McNulty's buddy.
Right. I can go on one other what side, maybe say? Even the political side, but I am not being dumped into Game of Thrones. Out.
Well, I mean, you'd have some fun with that, but
no, I would.
You'd die, and then
Man.
The Sopranos. Like, if I was going to join, like, say I'm Silvio. They all die, man. Like, everybody dies.
I know.
So you're not getting out. And I don't want to be.
I mean,
the
everybody
FBI.
Died in The Wire too.
Not everyone.
Not no. You know, not the good people. But if you got
That's
dumped in on
the Barksdale
on
crew
the
and
side
all that.
Of the we other made. Side of the tracks, let's
yeah,
say
take,
that if
I'll
you were dumped
my,
out over there.
Yeah, I'll take my chances with the with
like
the Wire.
You're just walking around in Baltimore and you see Omar coming. You're like, oh, this is it.
Oh, what if I'm Omar?
You just hear the whistling.
I mean, maybe you are. I don't know.
No, you can't be one of the characters. You're just involved
oh, I'm just
with
me.
The characters.
Yeah, no.
I would pick to hang. Like, me and McNulty would drink and get hammered together and be drunk cops together. And then maybe I'd be all right.
Yeah, there's no other scenario for me but The Wire. Every other one.
I really want to say Sopranos because I'd love to be like, hey, oh, hey, over there, you know, and hang out with Christopher and Tony, but... I'd die.
I did not see a lot in 1600s Japan, a lot of black dudes running around.
Yeah, I know.
I'm wondering how you would be treated.
With a sword to the neck, probably.
You'd die immediately because have you ever used a sword? You'd be like, well, what's this? And they'd cut your head off without hesitation. That's not a sword.
It's beautiful, though.
Oh, like, I've used one.
If they got it right, like, the area in 1600s Japan, it's, like, super modern looking and nice.
Really?
And again, it's a TV show, so I don't know if I'm looking at anything real. But
yeah, my wife is all about that. She made sure to watch that last night.
Is it really
I don't
violent?
Know why I'm not on it.
Do they show a lot of killings and samurai fights and stuff?
I've only watched the first episode, so,
okay.
I mean, there's death. Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
oh,
I don't want to give
that.
Too much away, but they boil a guy in a pot.
All right, I'm in.
A living human in a pot just to see how he will react to death. Just for sport.
Okay. I got
you. I wouldn't want
out.
To be in the pot. Matt, would you rather have hernia surgery once again or get 4 root canals in 4 days?
Good Lord. I've never had a root canal, so I assume that's really, really bad. So I'll just go hernia again because I know what to expect.
So I had a root canal a couple of years ago, and it wasn't as bad because, you know, that's like the euphemism of like, oh, I'd rather have a root canal, you know.
Yeah.
That's always the barometer for pain.
I think technology has changed, right, to where it's not as bad as it once was.
Okay, then I'll choose that.
4 and 4 days is pretty tough, but I was able to go to work that afternoon after having a root canal in the morning.
All right, yeah, I'll take root canal.
But it's 4 and 4 days, and that's a bitch.
Well,
that's
you know,
Donnie, could the 2023 DeSoto Eagles?
DeSoto Eagles.
Okay, DeSoto Eagles or 2023 Duncanville beat the 1971 Cowboys?
Be one of those to where they're going to do that.
I would have to say yes, right? Like, they had a dude on DeSoto on the offensive line that's 6'8", 380 pounds.
Did he play for the Packers?
I'm going to say yes.
But you're also talking about Roger Staubach would be incredible in any era. Like, off the charts incredible.
Yeah, and you are talking about grown men.
Yeah, yes, but grown these are men. Who Bob Hayes drank in the locker room and all that. 71 is a big gap as far defense. As now.
So where do you draw the line then?
I don't know.
That's one of the best teams ever. They won the Super Bowl.
Okay, don't you think that the Cowboy defense would see some of the things DeSoto's offense is doing and be like, what the hell is this?
I know. Just what we've seen now with offense is they have a bubble screen or something. They're going, what the hell is that?
And you'd have no concept of how to react to it. I feel like DeSoto could at least match them offensively.
I think it would be a really good game. Pretty high scoring.
They would have no answer for the fastest man in the world.
But the flip side of this, the flip side is also, as soon as the DeSoto quarterback passes and gets obliterated by a cow like Randy White or somebody, and there's a flag, like what?
Yes,
like they might kill him the first time because back then you could do whatever you wanted.
What was Randy White's playing weight?
Was probably 260.
You think so? And maybe I don't know.
I mean,
dude, yeah, because
these guys weren't.
258.
I mean, Bob Lilly and guys like that, those guys were legit 270, right?
Bob Lilly was 260.
I don't know what the line is, but I think it wouldn't be the route that we're saying right now. We talk about that all the time. Like some
I know.
Dude,
but
Leroy
I mean, where
Jordan?
Is the what's I mean, the year? The Steelers? You think they could hang with the Steelers? No. There's no way, man. I think the 70s are the line. I think anything before then, I think that you could make a legitimate case that a super elite, and I mean like the best DeSoto or Duncanville team ever, might could hang with them.
That was the one. If you're going to talk about the best one ever, that last year was the one. So now if you're saying, okay, so Super Bowl I, the Green Bay Packers, DeSoto lines up against them. Are they winning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not the 71 Obviously. Cowboys.
Show the 71 Cowboys, the heaviest player on the team was Ralph Neely at 265.
See, and that's the thing where I think the DeSoto offensive line would be so massive compared to anything the Cowboys had seen. Like, if you just dropped them in and said, we're playing a game, I just wonder if so much of what DeSoto did, even defensively, the Cowboys would have no concept that is something that exists.
And you're playing 2024 rules.
Right.
I will bet you that game will be so high scoring because I think you're right. Both offenses will probably have the advantage over both defenses.
Yeah, because again, like imagine Bob Hayes where he's not getting grabbed and popped constantly all the way down the field.
Yeah, he's probably scoring on him. Yeah, right, right. But the pass rush,
there was some way for technology to make that look 100%
they need
real.
To, they need
you know,
to put
how
this
cool
in
the
video
that
game. In the next Madden release, they need to make it to where we've taken like 10 of the best high school football teams that you can play with against old school guys. They could put that in
so
game.
The last Lions championship team in the 50s, they get destroyed,
they
right?
get obliterated.
Yeah, I honestly do think that is the line, though. There is not a chance in hell there's one high school team, maybe in the next 50 years, that would be able to compete with those Cowboys and Steelers teams, man. You're talking about the most elite players of that era by a long shot. Hall of Famers everywhere. Nobody could cover them. And you're talking about playing well into the 80s, too. Like Drew Pearson playing well into the 80s was on that team.
Yeah.
There's no chance kids could deal with that. I don't care. They're kids. Even though things are different, they're still children.
Yeah, but they're in way better shape.
16-year-olds.
Their conditioning would be way beyond what they, I mean, even at that level of the Cowboys, of that, the kids today are in such better shape. They're faster, stronger, bigger.
Playing as fast as they play.
Yeah. I mean, reality of it is they'd be just as fast, maybe not as Bob Hayes, but they'd be just as fast as pretty much everybody else on the field. And some of those high school kids are probably stronger than guys were on the 71 Cowboys. Not all of them, but some of them.
Right. And that is like Bob Lilly, though, probably just had, you know, flip over a Volkswagen strength. Just
yeah,
because,
you know, and Howley and Leroy Jordan and guys like that,
Yeah. I mean, right. Man,
that'd be.
Let's get AI on it.
Yeah, why
Let's
not?
See what's happening.
Okay, if you committed a crime, went on the run, and made it to Mexico, what is the minimum amount of money that you would need to start a new life there? So you don't have to worry about, like, being found, or all you have to worry about is the amount of cash it takes to start a new life.
I think 50? 50 grand or $50?
50 grand.
50 grand.
Yeah, you could do it for less than that. I mean, I'm assuming because if you're not going to get found, you could get a job.
Yeah, you're going to have to go out and get a job. Yeah, but just to get started and make sure everything is A-okay, I think 50 grand is more than enough.
Yeah, because you'd want to get a place close to a resort, I would think.
And then you get a job at
the resort.
I didn't
think about the resort.
Yeah.
Yeah, the resort angle is...
You just get a job there.
What about just hardcore Mexico? You're in Mexico and you're not dealing with, I'm in Cancun at the beach.
And you're saying, like, the cartel isn't like, why is this guy here? And doesn't immediately kill you?
Yeah, we're saying that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. 50 grand in Mexico goes a long way. You could live like a king. Eat tacos every day? That'd be awesome.
J. King or Martin Luther? Which one?
Probably more like Jay.
I'd probably take Jay right now.
I would assume.
He seems to be more alive.
I think you're right.
Could you win in a fight with 20-year-old you?
Oh, yes. I could right now. I'm in way better shape than I was at 20. Gosh.
I would beat the absolute crap out of 20-year-old
me. Well, to be fair, right
me.
Now, if like freshly under 2 week hernia surgery me was trying to fight 20-year-old me, it wouldn't take much.
No. You're totally healthy.
Okay, yeah,
you're totally healthy.
I could whip my 20-year-old ass.
I'm right there with you.
My conditioning is way better. I'd pummel myself.
See, and that goes back to what we were just talking about. With the Cowboys and
I was a wimp at 20. Yeah, so I'm just thinking about
when I was 20.
Right. I had nothing.
I didn't work out. I didn't take care of my body or watch what I ate. I mean, I'm in way better shape now than I was at 20. Now that's
20. Yeah, but you didn't drink 48 beers a week.
That's very true. I didn't.
What a crash pit anyway.
You're right. Fair.
What about you? Do you think you could do that?
Man, I'm 34 years older than 20-year-old me. I would like to think that 20-year-old me, like, think about when you were 20 and somebody asked that question. Could you beat your dad up, basically?
And that answer would always be no.
Yeah, I still don't know if I could.
To this day, I cannot. No.
No way, man.
So when you were 20 and your dad was 54, you don't think you could have beat him up?
No.
My dad was 46 when I was 20, and he would have thrown me across the room with ease.
Yeah, my dad was 45 when I was 20, and he would have beat the absolute living you
there
know what
out
of me.
There are times today when I feel like when my dad gets mad that he still could throw me through a
no
wall.
Question. I'm with you.
Why is that? What is the weird dad thing?
I don't know. I think it's because, like, in your mind somehow, like, when you're growing up, there's such a massive figure. And my dad's a big dude. My dad was 6'5", played D-line at OU. I mean, he's a big guy. And so when I was little, in my head, I always kind of still view my dad as this massive guy, you know? Even though I'm just a couple inches shorter than he is now.
How did your dad play at OU and you grew up a Texas fan?
I don't know, man. I've tried to figure that out. I think it has something to do with just rebelling at that time and getting tired of constantly being bombarded with OU stuff. Probably trying to piss my dad off. Who knows?
All right, Snake.
Man,
thank
I
you,
wish
man.
Your dad would whip your ass.
Like right now.
Yes.
And then just put an OU hat on him as he's just on the ground, just shriveling.
He just brings
like robot chicken.
OU.
Yeah. All right, Snake. Thank you, man. We appreciate it. That's the Birdhouse. Thank you, P1s. We appreciate it.